Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
One of our favorite parts of the week is Thursdays at 4 o'clock, and that's when we head out to the Window Nation fan hotline, and we're joined by someone who the New York Post referred to as stunning. It's Lucy Bird. She's, of course, with DraftKings. And Lucy, thank you as always for your time. Before we get started, is there any Cam Schlittler updates for us?
Yes. Good afternoon. What an intro, by the way.
No,
thank
you're welcome.
You.
Yes.
No real updates. I mean, he and I have been in touch. But other than that, no, nothing in the past.
Is he
kind of quiet?
Has he told you, like, and for people who don't know, he's from Boston. So
he's from Walpole, Massachusetts,
yes.
Which is outside of Boston.
He's a suburbs kid. But has he made it known that he'll be coming back to town anytime?
Yes, well, he did. I saw some people chirping him too because he did say that he will be back. He lives in Southie in the off season in South Boston, and he will be back to the Bruins because his whole Twitter account now. Credit to him. I almost was like, he won this, making his avatar the Bruins logo and making his header the Bruins, and he's all about the bees now. So he will be back apparently, and people were chirping him, seeing like, oh, see ya in Southie. So people will be, I think, confronting him perhaps when he shows up at the bars, and I think he can handle it. He seems like he can commit to a bit. So, I credit to him for that. But yeah, it seems like he will be back in town soon or at some point.
Well, Lucy, congratulations are in order to you. I saw you're in a Red Sox Twitter personality tournament and you absolutely destroyed the top seed. Did you win this last year? Is this your first year in this? Like, what is this?
No, so I've never won it before, and I still don't know if I'm going to win this. But it
I see Hogdale's in it.
Hogdale is in it. I feel like Hogdale's going to win this. Hogdale's a superstar. This was my 2003 ALCS. Don't care about the World Series. I don't care about winning the whole thing. I cared about beating my friend Tyler Milliken of the Section 10 podcast. He was up against me, and Tyler is very popular, so I pulled out the big guns. And I just destroyed him. I destroyed him in the tournament, and I'm very proud of it. And I don't care. Tyler's great. But I would. I'm proud that I did beat him, and it all collapsed. So, and I think it was probably the most number of votes.
28,000.
Yeah. My friend Ed Hand puts this on every year. It is as soon as the off season begins. It's just a little fun thing. To do, and it's the fourth annual Red Sox Twitter Personalities Tournament. And this is, so now I'm in the semifinals, you guys. And this is, wow. I'm just learning this as I'm reading this because I didn't see this tweet before. It's the Fabulous Four. I am up against, though, guys, Lou Merlone. Mm. So former Red Sox player Lou Merlone, of course. And then Hogdale is going up against Cutter is King, which is the Cutter Crawford account.
That account's hilarious, by the way.
That is an impeccable
troll job.
Yes, it is. It is above Cutter Crawford at this point, which is why I was like, well, I guess it is. But it's, you know, it's also a very good account. So I'm sweating this out. But I feel
you're already a winner, Burge.
But can you imagine, a winner, right?
Can you imagine a championship Lucy up against Hogdale?
Hogdale?
Like the internet would blow up.
Page Six would be writing about it, I would think, at this point. But they're chronicling your every move anyway by now, Burge.
Seems to be.
You are tabloid fodder.
Yeah, you know, when you get a dedicated writer just to you, like your beat, you know, you've made it. I don't have that yet, of course. But,
well,
you know,
we're heading in that direction. Along those lines, Luce, it is almost Halloween, and we have been, we've been incredibly remiss in not, because you planned out, we've talked about Halloween's past.
She's done multiple costumes.
Yes, you've got a whole week planned at times and wardrobe changes. So what do we have picked out for this year?
Yes, so this year I have one costume. And it is it's interesting you asked me today because I just tried it on and it works well. It is Jordan Hudson. And it is this is one of her outfits.
That's awesome.
That I do have. And I have some props that, you know, maybe a philosophy book that is the exact same one that she was reading when they met is on its way. So I will have that. I have the exact same stadium bag that she has. It's a Jordan brand light blue stadium bag. We'll see a surprise that I'll put in it. I want it to be as authentic as possible. So I have worked on that and it's all coming together nicely. So Jordan Hudson is the costume this year.
You have to have someone dress
who's
up
the
as
Belichick.
Bill. Yeah. Who's Bill?
Have somebody be Mike Lombardi, perhaps. Oh. And, you know, the question.
I know Mike a little bit, and Mike would probably be willing to be your Mike.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah, he can play himself.
Like, I think Mike would probably be up for it. I've known Mike a long
exactly.
time.
Well, as do I. I could text him and say, hey, would you like to be part of my Halloween costume? But no, I would I think it's just going to be Jordan. Perhaps unless Bill Belichick wants to step up and have a ripped hoodie and the whole or Nantucket outfit. Also, or just a UNC shirt, if that's where he still will be by the time Halloween occurs.
Well, Luce, do you know what all the cool betting kids are wearing this Halloween season?
Are they wearing Wanna Bet shirts?
They're wearing Wanna Bet hoodies. Yes, me, Beltway Ben, Katie Mox. So I need you to send me your address so we could get you. There's only 12 that have been made. Like, not many people cracked this unit. Like, my wife got one, like, Ben's girlfriend,
Ken
Ben's dad. No,
yeah,
you two aren't getting them. There's only 12 of them. Tony Kornheiser got one today. So,
really?
Yes, you need to text me where to have it shipped to. We got one with your name on it.
I will. Oh, thank you. I am honored.
Of course. It's
and
comfy.
I can't wait. Yes, well, I'll do a Who Wore It Best with Tony Kornheiser. I can't wait.
I don't know if he's going to wear it in public or not or let us show it. I'm trying to convince him to wear it on PTI. He said that'll never happen. Yeah. But we're hoping he just hangs it in PTI somewhere.
In the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if he hangs it in the back with the Wanna Bet facing, I'll take that. Just put it in the background.
We're talking with
Lucy. Beautiful.
We're talking with Lucy Burge, Inside Access here on The Fan. Since we're talking fashion, this is a perfect segue, Lucy. People on the internet are saying the Victoria's Secret fashion show is back after last night. Do you agree with this assessment?
I agree. And the reason I agree is because I was seeing it everywhere and I was seeing positive things about it. And I am happy about this because I missed it and I hated when people were saying, oh, it shouldn't be this way. Or like they didn't want the Victoria's Secret. Let us have this. I love the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I have always loved the Victoria's Secret fashion show. When I was in high school, my dream was to be a Victoria's Secret model and to walk in the fashion show. And so I love watching it and I love watching the outfits, of course, but also the music. And one of the core memories that I have, and this wasn't super long ago, but it was about 8 years ago, was when The Weeknd was performing at Starboy at the Victoria's Secret fashion show where Bella Hadid was walking right by him and they had just broken up. And so whenever I hear Starboy, I think of that moment in that Victoria's Secret fashion show. So it's a very culturally iconic event and I'm really happy that it is, yes, back.
Well, Lucy, we know the Red Sox aren't going to the World Series, but are the Patriots going to win the Super Bowl?
This is a very likely scenario, and it's not out of the question to say that they will. And, you know, as Vrabel said, you know, they didn't cancel the rest of the season, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. But they are ahead in the division, and the trajectories for the two teams at the top of the AFC East are in different directions. So as of right now, it's looking very good because the Bills are having a tough go, and the Dolphins and Jets are irrelevant at this point, and Drake May is the guy. So the Patriots look to be in a really good spot, and I do hope they can keep it going and it doesn't just fall like a lead balloon in front of our eyes. But I think this is sustained success that they have. And the Super Bowl is not out of the question, I don't think. Of course not.
Lucy, you are the dong queen. Anything you're looking at in the playoffs?
Yes. Freddie Freeman to hit a home run tonight. That's plus 557 at DraftKings. He does have one home run in his last three games and one home run against Jose Quintana in his career. So it could all align tonight for Freddie Freeman to hit a home run.
And in the first inning, I hope, because I'm on Yerfies, because it's been the October of the Yerfies. So could you will that Freeman Freddie homer into the first inning?
Yes, because the last time we did this, it worked out. So yes. This will once again be very likely to work out.
Excellent.
I'm not going to guarantee. There's no locks in life.
But, no, exactly.
I will say, you know what? The vibes are high for it to work out.
One last thing real quick. This wasn't on my radar at all until my friend texted me about it last night. Are you aware of this new Tim Robinson show,
yes.
The Chair Company? I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh,
I watched
goodness.
The first
okay.
episode. It was good.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know about it.
Before me.
Anything. Okay. This show is great, and anything he does is great. And the scene that I am seeing going around, of the I watched the first episode, phenomenal. The pillow, where he said, I have the worst pillow in town. It's made of metal. I mean, he's just a genius.
He's a genius.
I think Tim Robinson is the funniest person alive. However, Connor O'Malley is sneaky. Not even sneaky funnier, but he's not on as many radars as Tim Robinson is, I don't think. But he's funnier than Tim Robinson. And I think Tim Robinson knows that.
So is this basically like and I think you should leave? Like what's the...
I would say it's more like friendship. It's not okay. as, like, it's not as...
This is way over my head.
But it's not as raunchy or as, I think it's more like it melds into everyday life kind of scenario.
Well,
so
Jason
I would
likes
say,
it,
yeah. I think it's more like
I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yes, exactly. I think
HBO is old school. You only get one episode a week.
Yeah.
I can't binge it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you could wait.
Exactly.
You can wait and then wait till they've aired them all and then watch
it. That's a long time. I don't want to wait for the second episode. You want me to wait for the whole season?
Yeah, I didn't know it existed. I'm happy to wait.
I didn't know it existed until last night. My friend's like, oh, have you seen this? This show is incredible. And I was like, I didn't even know there was a thing.
Patience is a lost art.
Yes.
No, watch the first episode. You're going to love it.
Lucy, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lucille Burge or TikTok, LucyBurge1 or at DraftKings.
There she goes, the woman the New York Post referred to as stunning. It's Lucy Burge from DraftKings. Lucy, thank you as always. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Coming up next, Maryland getting ready to take on UCLA. What did Mike Locksley have to say? We'll hear from him next.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Here on The Fan.
I think the big thing for us is we just got to endure. I mean, endurance is one of the hardest things to do, because when everything around you tells you to stop, tells you to it's not going to work, it's usually right before you have the breakthrough. And so to play as clean as we've played, with winning the turnover battle, not playing, you know, on offense, not having a bunch of drops and a bunch of things that cause you to not win, that gives me the optimism that we're really close to the breakthrough that we need to have. I like to see us get it fixed this week, which is always, you know, the goal when we head on a road trip. This is a big road trip for us going out west, but I like the way that this team has approached it and the buy-in that I've gotten out of them, even through two tough losses.
It's Michael Oxley talking about the team needing to be strong and endure as they get ready for UCLA Saturday. Before we get to that, we do have some breaking news from the world of college football. Kurt Cignetti has agreed to an 8-year contract extension with Indiana. He's going to be paid $11.6 million a year, which is currently the third highest paid coach in college football. That's the University of Indiana laying that out.
Well, think of how much he's making for that. Think of the revenue streams for that program now. Versus what it was when he was still at James Madison or whatever.
James Madison.
I mean, look, the expectation is that this is sustainable now, and that the Big Ten has any given year probably not three teams that you would really think of as contenders, but four. And I'm not including Penn State in that three. Right? You've got Oregon. Uh-huh. You've got Ohio State, you've got Michigan, right? I mean, that's sort of been the top of the mountain. And I think Indiana now kind of gets put
in. They're legit, yeah.
No, absolutely. And I think a lot of people were wondering when the Penn State opening happened, is Penn State just going to throw all the money possible at them? So it's great to see Indiana step up to the plate.
So let's get back to Locks. And he talks about the team enduring, good week of practice, now heading out west.
This has been really tough since these conferences have expanded the west to east. And I'm not even talking Midwest to east, like a Northwestern going out to Washington. But when we're talking wherever they're leaving from, BWI or Dulles or whatever, going out to LAX, that's a haul. Hasn't worked out for people, really, for the most part, going either way. This is a really young team, and I don't think they're being put in positions to succeed as best as they could from a schematic standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint. And now all of a sudden UCLA is on top of the world. Like, could they come crashing down? Is there some fool's gold in what's going on with them? Perhaps. And maybe the novelty wears off. The problem for Maryland is even when they start games well, they've now got this second half thing in their head.
Well, it's the fourth quarter, really. Yeah. It's not even the second half. It's the fourth quarter with this team where I think they're scoreless the past 2 weeks in the both of those losses. And Locks brought up the turnover battle against Nebraska. You're plus three. One of them was a pick six, and you still ended up losing the game.
Let's hear cut six, Beltway Ben. Locksley preparing properly for that rare West Coast trip.
You know, I think we managed it the right way. You know, the big thing for us is when you travel across is to try to acclimate as quickly as possible. So we're leaving here bright and early, you know, Thursday morning to get there so that we are there in time with the sun up to the sun out to go practice. Supposedly when you practice in sunlight, it helps you acclimate and get the acclimation in part, and then we'll be able to do the things we need to do Friday like we would at home. I like the way that our staff has kind of set this up. We traveled, I thought, a year ago. We played Oregon pretty well, I thought, with the travel that we had. You know, I think we've done things the right way from that standpoint, but it's still the second time we've done it. We'll continue to always evaluate it. But me, it's just getting as much of the work done on the front end so that on the back end, and we were lucky enough that it's a 4 o'clock kick, which is no different than a night game for us. So it's just a matter of our guys making sure we get enough rest, recovery on the front end to be able to play.
And going to immaculate to the immaculation, or they're going east to west and going to be there early. They're already there.
Well, I think it is, though. It could help them out a little bit, that kick time. I do think that if this was being played at 11 o'clock at night at the tail end of a quadruple header on the Big Ten Network or whatever. Obviously, it cuts into your following work week, you know, because you're getting back at such a basically losing a day. Whereas here, it can kind of get them back on a more regular clock sooner, and it doesn't feel as weird to your body. This is not going to be easy.
No,
it would have been much better to face UCLA 3 weeks ago before they blew everything up and got good.
It's tough, and you mentioned this isn't just a Maryland thing, just college sports. With all of the realignment, this is still all so fresh, you know, these West Coast teams coming into the Big Ten. You see the struggles going cross-country, and heck, if you want to keep it local, I know it's a different sport, but that was one of the low points of Maryland basketball season.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah, going out to the Washington, Oregon.
Yeah.
And look, it's so weird. So I'm sitting there watching the Washington game, and they keep showing highlights on the scoreboard at the stadium of the UCLA-Penn State game. And so in real time, you're thinking, okay, the Terps are going to hold on here and win this game. And Penn State starts chipping away at UCLA, and I'm like, I guess they were just kind of frauds anyway.
Yeah.
And UCLA obviously ends up winning that game, and the Terps blow it, and the seasons have just gone in opposite directions.
Maryland and UCLA, 7 o'clock Saturday. You can hear the game right here on 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, Thursday Night Football. It's the Bengals and the Steelers. And Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, what did he have to say as he prepared for this game? We'll hear from him. Northern Exposure next here.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm a fan.
The novelty? Yeah, I think it's great great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys to win championships. I've been friends with Steph for a long time. Steph is one of the older guys in the NBA now. So anytime the Warriors are playing, I'm always pulling for Steph to ball out for them to win. But it's great. I mean, I've known Joe for a long time. He's been great coming to my charity event. He's been a great ambassador for the league. He's had a great career, and it's fun that we're both still playing.
That's Aaron Rodgers. We've got a matchup of 40-year-old quarterbacks tonight. It's Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers.
80-plus years of living, human beings,
yeah,
throwing football combined in this game.
And remember, Joe Flacco quarterbacking the Bengals, which upset Mike Tomlin a great deal at the beginning of the week. So Rodgers, he says he loves and respects Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're two of the more tenured players in this league. Both have a Super Bowl to their credit. Both are with new teams. Joe really knew.
Yeah.
And Aaron waited till pretty late in the game to sign with the Steelers himself. The difference is Joe's got Watt and a whole bunch of Derek Harmon and a whole bunch of healthy Steelers who are getting after the quarterback. Rodgers has a pretty toothless defense and one that will be without Trey Henderson.
Yes, Henderson will not play tonight. So, yeah.
So I would say advantage old man Rodgers on that one. It's funny. We used to be sitting here on Thursday afternoons last year.
Yeah.
And right around this time, that Mook would be saying something stupid on ESPN.
On McAfee.
Right? And it would
create... It was earlier, but yes.
It would create a storm. Does he even do it anymore?
I don't think so. No. I think
Mike Tomlin has established some guardrails and some... He's put the snake back in the can.
I think they probably made a contingent on him signing. They couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, because it seems like this guy who couldn't stop saying crazy stuff and spewing conspiracy theories and being a nut job, he hasn't created a ripple. He hasn't created a wave. He hasn't given Roethlisberger over at footballing any content whatsoever.
No, he's been complaining about the field.
And rightfully so.
But Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I'm with him on that.
Yeah. One more from Rodgers. What does he appreciate about watching Joe Flacco?
Well, I've just always enjoyed watching him throw the ball. I mean, he's got one of the prettiest balls, tight spiral, great deep ball thrower. He is one of the, kind of the old school 2000s, 90s prototypical quarterbacks. Where so many, even when I was coming in the game, it was the big guys who had the big arms. And now you're seeing, there's some smaller guys. There's obviously some really athletic guys playing a position. And I think he would probably agree with me sometimes when you're watching other guys play, you feel like they're playing a different position because of the kind of athleticism and the way the game is called. There's more read option called. You're seeing more of the college game into the NFL. But I've always enjoyed watching Joe play and have a lot of respect for him and his game.
Joe's old school. Aaron appreciates old school.
Well, I mean, you think back. I mean, Flacco, Rodgers, Stafford, they were all, might have been three consecutive draft classes. They were all right around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they are throwbacks, and that's what quarterbacks were supposed to sort of,
yes.
That's what the evaluators who didn't, a lot of them didn't know what the hell they were doing, even some who were in the Hall of Fame, right? That's all they looked at as what a quarterback can be, should be, will be. And the model has obviously changed for the better, and the game has changed for the better from people having more of an open mind about those things. But yeah, I mean, there's not that many of that sort of like Tom Brady-ish, stay in the pocket, drop back, chuck it, Peyton. The people are looking for more athleticism. They're looking for more outside the pocket. They're looking for more improvisation. The game has changed a ton since these guys were drafted.
It's a disadvantage in today's game. If you can't move, and you don't have to be Lamar Jackson per se, but think of Rodgers when he was younger, the beginning of his career.
He
could move.
He was Elway.
Yeah. So if you don't have that type of mobility and athleticism at the quarterback position, teams just don't want that prototypical drop back passer anymore.
Do you think the Steelers are happy with what they're getting from Aaron Rodgers on the field so far this year?
Yes. Yeah. He needs to manage the game. He needs to be good in the red zone. He needs to not create early down critical mistakes. He needs to not create ridiculous controversies and faux controversies off the field. He needs to be a good practice player and show some leadership skills. And everything I'm hearing, that's exactly what they're getting. Remember, they're not paying him what the Jets were paying him.
No.
This is late-stage Ben Roethlisberger. Do you know 30% of his passes have been behind the line of scrimmage? All of his yardage, the vast majority, has been
throws
yak.
To running backs?
Yeah. DK
not
Metcalf.
Even all the tight ends. Really only yeah. one of the tight ends.
And DK Metcalf.
And Metcalf's the only receiver who does anything in the side. That's the offense. Yeah.
They get a ton of yak, and you're going up against a defense in Cincinnati that gives up
they're
a ton
top
of yak.
Three in the league, I think, in rushing percentage. Not that they run the ball all that well, but they don't want this guy. It's not Cleveland. It's not Cincinnati. They're not going to let him throw 52 times.
Yeah, it's interesting, and he's going to throw to DK Metcalf on the move a couple times a game. Like, it's not like he's throwing deep balls to DK Metcalf. It's like slant routes, crossers, trying
hit
to him
hit him
where he can just beat everybody else to the spot.
And find him in the end zone one time tonight. That's not too much to ask for.
Yeah. Well,
throw two touchdown passes.
Okay.
Steelers one to money DK. Line. Yeah.
Steelers money line.
Yes, well, that's fake.
Flacco.
Yes.
One touchdown plus an interception.
Oh,
for what it is worth.
And Jalen Warren, if we could get four catches for 40 yards, that would be really sweet.
For what it is worth, though, and you've been pointing out since, 2014, Jason, but Mike Tomlin, his career, going back to 2007, the Steelers are 2-9 straight up in road Thursday night football games. 2-9.
It's been ugly.
Beltway, Ben, we did your Wanna Bet segment earlier that you do have a couple of plays for tonight's game. Would you like to tell the people about them in case they weren't tuned in?
Yeah, I'll give them one, and the rest you can find at
there
Wanna
you
Bet.
Go.
That's how it's done.
Yeah.
That's a grizzled veteran.
Yeah.
Don't fall for his okey-doke, Ben. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
No, but the favorite play, Noah Fant over his receiving yards, 26.5, 27.5, 28.5, whatever you can get it at. Joe loves throwing to his tight ends. We all know that from Baltimore. And Mike Gesicki's out. Hudson is tight end, too. I know he caught a touchdown pass last week, but I'm looking past that.
By the way, we brought this up off the air. How about the fact that Pat Freiermuth is really gone from a guy that
it's clear
looks
this guy
like
doesn't really favor him. He favors Jonnu, and now Washington's huge. Washington's the biggest football player I've ever seen in my life. I stood next to him on that sideline last year. It was like sitting next to Myles Garrett.
But he's making $11 million this year. Like, he's making decent coin to be the number three tight end. Yeah, exactly.
Coming up next, we get to the
like
Orioles.
Andrews. He's blocking.
Yeah, similar. They both got paid. Orioles, they're allegedly, they've talked to one manager or one coach about their managerial opening, and they'd like to talk to a couple others. But why so much secrecy with this managerial opening? We discuss next here on The Fan.
I've told him that we are going to utilize the opportunity of having the permanent chair vacant to talk to other people and learn and see who is available, who's interested, and figure out who the right fit is for this team for 2026. That process is going to include him, and he will be a real candidate, but I expect we are going to talk to other people, and we're initiating that process imminently.
So that was Mike Elias, end of season press conference. You know, they fired Brandon Hyde in May, so they've had the opportunity to maybe at least signal to people that they were interested in talking to them a long time ago. Alas, the offseason's here. As far as we know, they have allegedly talked to Luis Rojas, who was the Yankees' third base coach.
We know that through New York-based reporting.
Yes,
we don't
Andy
know
Martino
any
was the
acknowledgement from the team.
No, but they didn't even acknowledge when the guy was named president. So
that's correct.
This is kind of who they are. They like to be the real G's acting
silence.
So
let me ask you guys something.
But let me just, before you get there, it's also being reported that Ryan Flaherty is on their list to talk to, and Albert Pujols is on their list to talk to. So
which,
now,
again, they could have talked to Pujols at any point in time.
Yes.
And Flaherty's been eliminated from the playoffs for quite a while. And they were, I think Derek Shelton might have been fired a little bit before Hyder. But either way, the Pirates announced before the season ended that they were keeping their
Yes.
Hands. So you had to jump on everybody. So if you really wanted Flaherty, I think we wouldn't have to be talking about it as a hypothetical. You would have tried to get to the front of the line to meet with him first, right? I mean, he began his playing career here.
Yeah.
He began his managing career under Buck Showalter.
He was a Rule 5
played
guy,
under here.
Yeah. His coaching career.
So that gives me, coaching career. So that gives me a little bit of hesitation that they really are full bore going after either of those guys. But given the credibility gap that they have, given how many falsehoods they've been caught in, given how they really haven't been able, even things not even baseball related, like the rolling out the Birdland membership and how many falsehoods and incongruities they were caught in there. Why not just, like NFL teams do, hey, we have completed an interview with so-and-so for our vac-. Like, yeah. Why would you not lean into, if you're soul-searching like you've been telling people you've been soul-searching since you fired your best buddy in May, why would you not, if anything, try to get a buy-in from your fans by being more forthright about this?
It seems too
obvious. It's a blind spot, right? Jason.
Like,
it's their blind spot.
It really does seem too obvious.
Like, what's the harm in that?
I think what this fan base would love to see moving forward is just more transparency from this organization that has held things way too close to the vest, where now you're coming off a debacle of a season. You had the weird situation, with 2 weeks to go, where we're just finding out about Mike Elias's promotion to president of baseball operations. Like, this is the time to Mike Elias going back to Milwaukee. We're looking at everything. We're going to be so introspective. We're going to change. This is an easy thing.
I'm not buying anything he was selling, but he was selling, hey, this is going to be, there's going to be a consortium of people who are going to be involved in this decision. And he kept bringing up Katie Griggs, right? Consortium. And other people.
Cal.
So I don't buy any of that. But if that were the case, then don't you think if you were in communications for this team or you were in marketing and sales for this team, given all the issues I just brought up, that you would say, hey, Mike, we know you like to be Joe in the shadows and whatever, but like maybe a little bit, like a modicum of transparency here might go a long way.
I think they're all of like mind.
Is that
mind,
too
though.
Much common sense? Is that?
Here's, I think that like this goes back to, I remember, and you did it too, you read Astro Ball, and these guys are Luno disciples, and their social skills aren't the best, to put it mildly, the human part of this. I think I was joking, half joking, but I think their blind spot is the way they get their message out. And I don't think they care.
But like, there's a lot of
and
adults
I don't
know,
oh, they definitely don't care.
And
like,
I don't think
the billionaire doesn't get that, like, hey, you I know think what? The billionaire, I had to go into hiding. Maybe a way for me to come out of hiding would be to let people know what we're up to a little bit, since now's the time we're trying to get money out of them.
I think the billionaire has bought into this plan.
And the plan, I believe, in part because none of the things I'm saying would be common sense to happen have happened, because it's all just a shell game to get back to Manzolino anyway. That's my theory. I hope like hell I'm wrong on this one, because I don't, like, you have no idea how badly I don't want to hear this guy ever talk about baseball ever again.
You did enjoy those post games.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
But why, again, someone over there has to be like, our brand is really kind of bad right now. Like, the way we've always done it, not winning on the field, not winning off the field. Ratings are down, right? Attendance is down. Birdland membership resales are down.
Let me ask you this.
I don't know. Let's send a tweet out about what the hell we're up to.
Who's pushing back, though? Who's in question. There to push back? Like, who
Katie
is that
person? Griggs.
Katie Griggs is their is
Uncle
their girl.
Uncle Ruby.
Arrighetti. That's going to be one
Cal.
Of the owners.
Adam Jones. I don't know.
Katie Griggs was wearing the whole Birdland membership thing. So I don't think she's going to be pushing back on this.
Yeah, and Adam, I don't know, has the jam, but
yeah, they're bringing her up in baseball press conference.
No,
nobody
yes.
asked the Katie Griggs question.
No.
Nobody.
But it used to be the three. It's core four now. She's part of it. It's Evie, it's Katie, it's Sig, and it's Mike.
Or it's just part of this whole elaborate ruse.
But I mean, they're all of like mind is what I'm saying. They're all of the same mind.
They're all the same something. I don't know. I mean, this seems kind of mindless to me. Like, to think that you have to operate this way.
It's going to take an owner to push back. And does the owner see anything wrong in this is the question.
Well, it's not even about... nothing right about... Like, whether you think it's wrong or not... I don't see how they think it serves them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see how they think it serves their interest. Baseball, business, marketing, sales, and communications, community relations.
By the way,
I don't know how they think that this faux mystery crap, like,
from a purely PR perspective, for one of the first times in a long time, the Ravens aren't good. If you did something smart here, you could capture that audience of people and maybe sell some tickets, because the Ravens are so bad. Like, usually people aren't even paying attention to the Orioles right now because the Ravens are probably like 4-2, 5-1.
That when they interview somebody and they've never had the job before, they then let them even talk to the local media after to kind of like, because that's another part of the interviewing process. And let's see how they handle that. And guess what you do? You generate headlines, you generate interest. Maybe somebody thinks that's interesting and decides to buy a 10-game package. Yeah. I don't know. But cloak and dagger BS. When you suck, might not be the best road. But I don't know nothing about nothing. I just call out your crap before you do it. But I don't know anything.
Coming up next, Ravens off for the bye week. But Todd Monken spoke to the media on Tuesday. What did he have to say? We'll hear from Monk next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.